There are stories stretching from Kupriana to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Uganic, and Uyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. History. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. This summer, I caught up with Dion Herman at her place in Village Islands, known as Blue Shoals. Dion's first experience on the west side of Kodiak was at Packer Spit, the nearly infamous place for beach seining in Uganic Bay. Dion drove from Minnesota up to Alaska in the summer of 1976, hopped aboard the ferry in Valdez, and headed to Kodiak. What follows is what happened to her once she arrived.
And we got to Kodiak, and it was pouring rain. I looked at the boats and said, I think I'd like to go fishing. And then I ended up meeting Fat Ray and coming out to Packer Spit. It was foggy, rainy. You couldn't see any of the mountains. And Fat Ray had been describing his cabin, which turned out to be a shack. And I was wondering what I had gotten myself into. He was this character, kind of a dubious character, who had a beach seine permit, and he was one of the six permits on Packer Spit. And he didn't work very hard, but he would get people that would work really hard, and there were four of us. And if you were pulling on a seine and the other three of us let go, the seine was not moving because Fat Ray was not pulling. But Slim Truman was there, and Volker. And Slim and Volker were incredible. And Slim, of course, had been fishing for years. But the two of them, they could smell the fish. They would, like, wake up at 3:30 in the morning. They could either, like, hear the fish or smell the fish in the water. They were just incredible. And then there were maybe probably 40 or 50 people on Packer Spit at the time, and then we would all help each other. I went off to Fairbanks because I had been planning on going to Fairbanks, and when I came back, Daniel Boone had taken my job. And so I ended up working for Bob Gardner, Boob Gardner we called him, along with Roger Benny. He would fish with one contact in and one contact out, so he couldn't see anything. And I would be standing on the beach on an anchor, And the seine was in the skiff, and they'd take off, and they'd go off, and they'd hold a hook. And I would be on the beach, Roger would be plunging, Bob would be driving the skiff, and there's like a big pillar post thing in the middle of the skiff, and that would be what would hold the seine, the other end of the seine. So I would be jumping up and down and screaming because I'd see the fish swimming in, and Roger would go, John sees the fish swimming in. And he would go, but I don't see them. And then I'd watch them back out, and then he'd close up. I think the allure on Packer Spit was, with a lot of the guys, it was the camaraderie. Yeah. But it was also like, you can catch so many fish at one time.
Dion bought land in Village Islands and moved on from beach seining. However, she still recalls with special fondness her introduction to Uganic at Packer Spit. Many thanks go to Dion for letting me interview her and stay with her in Village Islands. Also, special thanks go to Mark Blakesley of Aqua Life Engineering for giving me and project photographer Brianna Peterson a ride to Village Islands. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.